This one's for everyone who's ever wondered, can I love my neighbor without making them a casserole? Because let's be honest, church culture sometimes makes it feel like the most sacred spiritual act is signing up for a meal train before your coffee even kicks in. Welcome to Messy Advice for People Who Care, a summer series from Journey with Care to anyone who's ever said yes before thinking it through and then wondering what they just signed up for. We're talking about caregiving, boundaries, burnout, and the not-so-clear moments of loving others well, minus the formulas. This is Johan on the edge of helpful, because someone has to answer the hard questions, and apparently it's me. We've all felt the weight of care, whether it's in ministry, family, work, or just trying to be a decent human being. And sometimes that weight turns into something we were never meant to carry. Today's question gets right into the heart of that tension. How do I show up for others without always feeling like I'm responsible for fixing everything? Now that's a big one, and honestly, a lot of us are asking the same thing. According to Stats Canada, nearly 1 in 4 Canadians, that's around 8 million people, provided some form of unpaid caregiving. And more than half of them reported feeling tired, anxious, or overwhelmed by it. So yeah, statistically speaking, if you're feeling overwhelmed, it might just mean that you're doing life in Canada correctly. But let's zoom in on what it actually feels like. Now, my first piece of advice would be delete the phrase, "just let me know if you need anything," from your vocabulary. It's vague, passive, and emotionally loaded. And if you do let them know, you're probably going to panic. Picture this. You're in the church lobby after service. Someone shares that they're having a hard week. You nod, smile, and suddenly feel that pressure building. Should I offer help? Should I bring a meal? Should I be doing more? That moment, that's compassion, spiked with panic and seasoned with a little savior complex. We've all felt it. It's the quiet assumption that love equals action equals fixing equals exhaustion. But does it?
Let's get biblical, biblical.
This brought me back to Mark 1. Jesus had been healing the sick, casting out demons, meeting real urgent needs. And the crowds are still pressing in. And the next morning, Jesus disappears. The disciples go on a full manhunt. And when they finally find him withdrawn from the crowd and praying, they say, "Everyone's looking for you." And Jesus says, "Well, let's go somewhere else." You see, Jesus doesn't rush to meet every need. He doesn't react to that pressure that was put on him. He chooses what's next, not out of guilt, but out of purpose. That's not indifference, it's clarity. Jesus shows us that love isn't always about doing more. Sometimes it's about doing what's right and letting go of the rest. So maybe the question for you isn't, am I doing enough? Maybe it's, am I doing what's mine to do? This week, try showing up in love, but with honesty. Not from guilt and not from pressure. And if that sounds impossible, maybe that's where the Spirit meets us, in the pause between urgency and obligation. Love becomes more sustainable when it's guided by purpose, not pressure. And hey, if that hits close to home, you're not alone. These aren't just questions that we ask on the mic. They're the kind that live in the background of a lot of care-filled lives. And if you want to join the conversation, come join us on the Care Impact podcast group on Facebook. Until next time, keep loving, keep laughing, and set the casserole down, unless it's already in the oven, in which case, bless you. And remember to stay curious.